Yo, yo, what's up? It's another episode of NBR No Bra Required, where you can feel free to be free, let it all hang out with hashtag no judgment. It's your girl Shantae Nicole, aka the Shy Girl in ATL.
And y'all know who it is. It's Bree. It's your girl Bree. How y'all doing?
We have a special guest co-host today, DJ Blue. He's normally behind the camera, but now he's in front of the camera. And I would just like to say we also need to shout out Josh.
All right, Josh.
Behind the scenes today, even though he messed up because we had a real good little banter going, and then he messed something up. So okay. I just wanted to let y'all know.
It's okay though, because guess what? The good thing about us.
There we go.
We roll with the punches.
Roll with the punches.
But I just had to call Josh out.
After we beat you down. We'll beat you down, then we're going
to
roll with the punches.
Oh, y'all love to beat people down. You love.
First of all, some people deserve to be beat down.
Oh, man. Go.
I'm sorry.
I'm sitting in the right seat today.
I'm just say what I got to say.
Go ahead. Yeah, say what you got to say.
My big sister. You know, I was really giving her her props today. You know, she was here before me. You know what I'm saying?
As I was last time too, by the way.
And still managed to be late. Because when she walked in, she wasn't prepared.
Excuse me, what was I not prepared
with? When she drove up, she wasn't prepared.
I'm sorry, were you putting on lipstick in the car too?
I saw you putting your face together. I said, wait a minute. And that's the story I got, Josh.
Because Josh was not
here.
Was he here when you came in the building?
He was not here.
Okay then. So what are you saying?
Blue said they was ready.
Was they ready? Was he actually ready when we came and sat down? Was the camera even there?
Well, we had to wait on you.
Really? So you going to bat for Josh? Is that what we're telling me?
Josh didn't
come in here with breakfast 40 minutes later?
It was like,
without breakfast for either one of us.
It was like, yo, we still waiting on
Josh.
Well,
you know, Josh technically was here before everybody. Yeah. So we're going to give him a pass for not being here. But you, on the other hand, don't get no pass.
Wow. She don't get no pass. I see what's happening here. I see this is a recurring theme. Every time we get together, it's too much.
This is because she's always I pulled up late. I pulled up two minutes after her.
It wasn't 2 minutes. You keep it with the lies.
It was 2 minutes after her.
It wasn't.
My GPS,
you didn't even know what I got here.
My GPS said 10:02. She said she pulled up at 10, right? So that means that's 2 minutes later. And
allegedly,
she still happened to get in the building after me. That's late.
That's not late.
That's
were you
late.
Not sitting in the car? You know
that's
what?
Late. But you came in after Brie. You know
but
what
I
saying?
Got here before you did. Mm-hmm. And we weren't ready to start when I got in here.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
But
so
I
today's
love
topic.
We're
moving on through the relationship valley.
Yeah, yeah.
And today the topic of conversation is dating. That's why we got our special guest, DJ Blue, in the building. Because I feel like we need a male perspective on this one. Because
we always need a
dating in Atlanta in 2022, I don't understand. I don't understand.
Well,
so,
dating at 35 plus, you know, dating. You know, because
too.
A lot of us at that age are married. You know,
divorced.
You know what I'm saying? Married and you know,
well,
divorced.
Divorced. Yeah.
Have you been divorced?
No, not well.
Okay.
Not officially.
Okay. Well, we have. So we got two divorcees and a possible.
Okay.
I hate to say it like that, but people it's tough out
they
here.
They said not officially.
Yeah. What that mean?
I'm just looking forward to the future.
You looking forward to having that first divorce under your belt so you can find your soulmate.
It seems like people find themselves after their first divorce.
I mean, sometimes. But
they definitely do because, baby, I done popped out, honey.
Yeah, you popping.
From who I was. Jesus.
Okay. You probably, bitch.
Let me tell y'all, since I've been divorced, I done lost 70 pounds.
Okay.
You know, I didn't gain this self-love thing that I was hearing about. You know,
it's
learned
amazing.
How to meditate and, you know, reach out to my ancestors for guidance and God and everybody that works on the good of my behalf. So I do believe that after divorce, you find yourself. Like, I believe that.
Well, I think it partly comes with age, too.
Yeah. It does.
Because especially in my case and your case, too, because you was with your partner for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you young, like, it's just, it takes time for you to find yourself. So when you get married in your 20s,
yeah.
It's like, age. You don't know who you are.
Age/experience.
Agreed. You know what I'm saying? Agreed, yeah. For sure.
Because some time can go by and you can have not experienced anything. But
correct.
You got the age, you ain't still ain't got the
And then there's the thing that in different phases of our lives, you know, we become different people.
True.
You know what I'm saying? We never stay the same. No, you know, in a relationship, what I realized from being married and with my partner for a very long time is, you know, from 18 to 25, I was a person. You know,
right.
And I married at 25. So 25 to 30 was a whole nother person.
Absolutely.
And then when I turned 30 to 33 was a different person. And now 33 to 35, I'm a whole different person.
Well, bitch,
and it's just because
of
growth. It's just because of my growth, though. It's not because, you know, I'm stifling or anything like that. I'm actually growing and experiencing and loving who I'm becoming.
I mean, and that's a beautiful thing, because the reality is, in order to find a partner, mm-hmm. you have to know yourself and
definitely.
What you will and will, what you will not tolerate and deal with. And, you know, being okay being by yourself until you really find somebody who gets you. And I think as a person, I think the number one thing that we want out of a partner is that somebody that understands us and ain't gonna try to like come in and change us and flip the script and make us to be somebody we're not. Because that
right.
was the issue in my marriage, where it was like, I changed so much of who I was to fit what he wanted me to be.
Yeah.
I didn't know who the fuck I was. So then there is a period after divorce where you like trying to find yourself.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, who are you
yeah.
outside this other person?
Yeah. So I very much get that, because my ex-husband's a musician. So a lot of my life with him was in the shadow. You
yeah.
know, he's performing, he's doing this, he's traveling here. I'm at home, you know.
That musician mind, that's something that hit
baby,
different.
I don't recommend. I don't recommend.
No, it's something else.
I don't recommend.
It's a whole nother thing. And I would put the DJs in that same category.
No, I can't say that, because I'm not, you know, I don't know what that part is. But like singers.
It's still an art. It's an art.
Yeah, so it's like this. So I particularly like DJing, because I feel like it's a balance of creativity
yes.
and business.
Okay.
You can't really run being a DJ.
This what right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And you out here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Case in point, business call.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Can you get your phone, sir?
Yeah. We're
taping a show here. I didn't know if you was aware of that, but we are kind of taping a whole
saving.
Little podcast situation.
That
here. Let's
so
mute our
funny.
Phones, guys. But this is real life. This is what happens. Yes. Things happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I agree with you, mm-hmm. but it's like in this dating world, like it's hard to find, first of all, genuine people, especially in the age of social media with all the Tinders and the Grindrs and I don't even know
first
the name
of
apps.
Is Grindr is for gay men?
Okay, I don't know. I don't.
Okay, because that's what I thought.
I was saying,
Tinder is for grown men who sell their coochie. That's what I thought.
Well, ma'am, I'm just naming off some dating apps that people utilize in this day and age to try to find somebody that end up just becoming a hookup spot. Because I'm only on one, and that's what it is.
The hookup spot.
It's the hookup spot. Is anybody looking for a real relationship?
Well, not
nowadays?
On the internet.
Well, let me tell
not
you.
On the, so, okay, wait a minute. So you're saying not on the internet?
Well, I ain't going to say that. I guess it depends on what platform you go to. Like, certain platform has certain stigmas and why people go there.
Yeah.
Such as, because I need to know, because I'm only on Facebook dating, so I don't get into
Facebook
other ones.
Dating.
So that's all over the place. You got to think Facebook's all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, you just had to tailor-made, you had to just narrow down the app.
So what are the notorious hookup apps?
The notorious hookup app.
Yeah. If you on there, you just trying to, you DTF, period.
I mean, I guess what, Tinder maybe?
Okay. Are you on any of these apps?
I'm on Tinder.
Okay.
So
I mean, first of all, I'm on all platforms.
Okay. Boo say I'm everywhere.
I'm on all platforms.
Well, what's funny is I thought Tinder was for girls who like for when guys is looking, you know, to buy some coochie.
What?
Nah, not what? Necessarily. Not necessarily.
I've always thought that.
No, ma'am. Yeah. No, did you must not have seen the Tinder swindler.
Well, yeah. I ain't never seen.
Did you see it?
Because I could say vice versa. I was thinking it was women on there looking for dick.
Well, here's the thing. I guess the assumption is made because it like tells how close in proximity you are. That's the thing. Yeah. But everybody's not just looking for a hookup.
No,
it's like,
and this is what you got your profile for.
Yeah, I get that, but people still like seek you out. Like I was looking at a little reel.
Do they?
I mean, that's in real life. You might tell me something. I mean, you might tell me something that you're not going to do. And then when I get around you, you do it.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing.
It's crazy. What?
If I tell you that's not what I want to do, why would you insist on doing that?
I mean, not even insist. Like, I mean, it's something.
Okay, but here's
first
the
of
thing.
All, you're not going to do anything that you don't want to do.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I get that. I get that part. But a lot of women deal with like this forced compliance, you know, when you're with the guy and you really like him.
I can understand
and
that.
You want to please him and you want to make sure that, you know, he don't think you no weak ass bitch.
Is that what you
so
think?
So you be like, you know, you be willing to compromise sometimes.
Yeah, agreed.
But that you texting me or messaging me about hooking up. I just had a guy on Facebook dating message me and say, hey, where you at? I'm in town. I got cash if you need it.
What?
Just like that.
Ooh, what?
And sent me the little cash emojis and all of that. And was like,
okay.
And why this was Facebook that? Dating, and on my Facebook dating
profile,
my bio, whatever, I literally say, we'll get to sex later.
They don't care. That is an invitation to get the pussy as soon as possible.
No, it's not. Let me read y'all. Let me read y'all what it says because I don't want y'all to take it out of context.
No, it doesn't matter.
Understood. Like you said,
because the fact that you said that.
It proposes a challenge.
Well, correct. This is what I'm saying because what you
exactly.
get.
I understand how you saying how right. you mean it.
Right.
But you gotta think we're living in a world of text.
Yeah.
And if I see that, if
that's
I
a
see
challenge.
That, without knowing you, like, you know what I'm saying? That's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, she.
Oh, that ain't what you giving up. Let's see.
You're laying out the steps to me fucking.
Yeah. Well, let me just read y'all.
Go ahead.
And I understand where you're coming from. We're all adults. We're going to fuck, right?
Not today.
But this is what I'm saying. I'm implying, and I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, for sure.
But what I'm implying on my profile, and I'm just going to read y'all just so that I'm a little candid, and because I don't want niggas to think that I'm just saying we'll get to the sex part, because I'm a sexual being. So right. if I'm dating a nigga, that's what I want to do. I want to get to that part. It doesn't have to come, you know, in the first month or whatever. It doesn't have to come in the first few weeks.
If you do your part, you'll get what you can.
If you do your part, man, you're going to get to that. So I say, I am divorced, single and available, Sagittarian woman from Chicago, currently residing in GA. You know, I ain't going to say all of that extra that I just said, but I said, you know, I love anything that is fun and worthwhile. I like a good time. Treat me like a lady and my love comes with it. We'll get to the sex part later. Wow me with who you are first.
So
challenge.
So yeah, right.
Challenge accepted.
I'm hearing this from you.
Yeah.
But when I'm reading this, I can't hear you reading it how you just read it. Mm. Seriously, I mean, I'm saying like, you know, I feel like most niggas catch on though.
As far as coming at me first, like coming at me, I get the
they
how
wrap
you
it in the package that you like in the wrapping paper that's your favorite color with the pretty bow that looks like they went and paid to get this shit.
But
wrapped
I would rather
you
do all of that preliminary shit instead of coming to me talk about I got the cash first. That shit is like what.
But guess what?
All bitches don't sell their coochie.
That's right. But guess what?
He a lot of them do.
The bitches, they do.
A lot of them do.
Like, it ain't even a personal thing against you. And I ain't saying that you took it personal. But he literally sent that same message to 10, 20. Right. And somebody
responded. Somebody responded.
Like, how much
on the
and
internet.
Clearly women is out here trying to get money because it's like a lot of profiles that I see. It's like, no, I'm not going to subscribe to your OnlyFans. I'm not paying for pussy.
Yeah, a lot
so
of guys,
it's girls out here doing that. So it's like, yeah, you say you different and yada, yada, yada. But I'm sure there have been other women. You know, I don't really do that. And then they do a little something.
A wolf in sheep clothing.
Quickly. Mm. Come on, wolf.
I'm sick of it. Well, you know, I don't know if people really understand or even date with purpose. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I really believe that. People get together.
You should be upfront about this.
Thank you. And that is my thing. I respect what you're doing. And I've had a couple of DMs from guys like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really just here to fuck, but I thought you were beautiful and, you know, I thought I would try, but I see you not about that.
First of all, that random ass, you look at me and you want to fuck and you willing to say that shit to me, like,
first of all, it's diseases out here. Like, my part of my trepidation with dating too is that, like Brittany said, I could be a sexual being too, but it's like you're so eager to like get in my bed, in my pants, like
you
all the stuff. Like,
know.
It's STDs. You don't know
you
if I'm
no
using protection.
Clue.
Like, you don't even know my whole name. So it's like some shit go down. You don't even know who to contact. Like, I just like, for cleanliness purposes, I'm just like, so you just out here just getting it in? Like, I had a nigga one time, and this was years ago, like the first day trying to like raw dog me, like, and we met at the bar, like, sir, like, you don't even know me.
Let
you
me
don't
tell
know my
you.
Shower
niggas
today. You
nasty,
don't know
bro.
What, nigga.
As we
nasty.
Slept
they
the
is
night
nasty.
Away.
I swear, I had a nigga tell me he'll suck a
we
fart out my ass.
We forgot about
bitch.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Niggas is nasty.
As
they will.
Lay.
They will. Say and do whatever to get that coochie.
It's very disheartening.
Say and do whatever.
But you know, that's like, coochie is just like, and when I look at it like that, that shit's just like a, you know what I'm saying, just like a drug addict.
Well, yeah, I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody that head press about.
But I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? About fucking. Yeah. And
I feel like that's a nigga that don't 30. Value himself. You know what I'm saying? A nigga that's ready to fuck me right away.
You
don't know what's going on.
There you go.
Right? I had a girl tell me, like, she don't show her coochie to people. She don't, you know, like, even when she's having sex, she don't want them looking. That's why she don't get head. Oh, we were talking about her getting head. And I was like, what?
Ew, that's the least you gotta do.
This is preposterous. But
the least you gonna
you
do,
know,
yeah, nigga.
She was like, you know, I don't. And I'm thinking to myself, like, how many niggas then came up in that bush and ain't looked at it?
All of them.
You, this apparently. Girl could have genital, she could have genital warts.
Don't matter. They don't give a fuck.
She could have gonorrhea ooze.
Doesn't
coming
matter.
Coming out her ass crack.
Like and, The Rock. It doesn't matter.
And she get, I'm like, and niggas fucking you? Like, they like, okay, I ain't got to see it.
Just you know what I can't stand? It's like niggas be so eager. The unsolicited videos of your penis and the dick pics that I did not ask you for is such. So this dude, he and I, we never fooled around. But one time he invited me over to his house. And I went because, you know, I was looking to find.
So in the back of your mind, you didn't think, like, I might get a nigga song tonight. It could
happen. I absolutely did.
Okay, I absolutely did.
But the way he presented it to me, it was like, come over, like, let's hang out. Okay, cool. I did go.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything. So I left there irritated because the reality
see
of it
I
is
mean?
you brought me. But here's the thing. You brought me here under the pretense that it was going down. And then you didn't make a move. So then it kind of went to the wayside at that point. So then he's hit me up recently. He slid in my DMs. And then we had each other numbers. So we've been, you know, corresponding. He's been trying to get me come over. Number one, this was several years ago. So I don't even know who you are anymore. Number one. So number two, like, how do you even know that's what I'm looking for right now? But then the other day.
Because you came over with the pretense a couple of years
ago. But bitch, that was 2 years ago. That was pandemic, bitch. So that's how long it's been. So I haven't talked to you, heard from you, nothing. So you don't even know if I'm in that same space. Number three, you sent me a video of your dick. that I did not ask for. So it's like, how presumptuous of you?
First of all, several years later, I probably get 2 and 3 dick pics a week.
Okay.
From niggas that I have never spoken to.
Yeah.
They get on there and they just, they willy-nilly.
You ready? Like, and sometimes I'll be like, sir, you shouldn't be sending this out.
First of all, why are you so,
it's not that cute. It's not that cute.
Like, I'm going to be like, ooh, it's so pretty. Let me go hop on it. Like, no. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say, who are you?
That's the exact opposite.
I would rather we get to some nice conversation.
Let's have a drink.
Like,
oh, and that's the other thing, Lou, I want to ask about. Why do men feel like because you want to meet and have a drink that you're trying to take advantage of them?
Why do women feel like you're trying to take advantage of them? That was you
asking. No, I'm asking you why do men. Because here's the thing. I have said several times, like, hey, let's meet up for a drink. Da, da, da. Well, I don't, you know, I would rather just meet somewhere at a park because they don't want to pay for a drink.
Yeah, so this, I mean, I ain't saying, I'm not saying.
Well, this is the meet and greet we talking about? Yeah.
So that's the thing, though. So, like.
It's a meet and greet.
He's not there. He's not there to date because when you consciously, as a man, say you want to date. You have to be able to afford the date.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, ooh. It sounds like that he can't afford to date.
Let me tell you, that is so real because when I first got divorced, I think I got on Facebook dating. I met this guy on Facebook dating. And, you know, he was like, let's go to this place in Stockbridge, you know, to get a drink. So I get there. I drive to this nigga.
Right.
Now we get there and he's walking from the other side of the building. So that number one had me like, where's this? What's going on? Nigga
coming from.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? So he came to the car. He was all sweating and, you know, like, what's, you know, and I'm asking him and he like, you know, really, the reason I asked you to come to this bar is because I live behind here. In these apartments.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I really can't take you in here to buy you a drink, but I wanted to meet you.
What?
While I respected.
Well, that should have been discussed before.
That should have been discussed. They should have been discussed before I got there. That's number one. But I think that when he saw me, he knew me. He knew he had fucked up. Like, damn. What? Because he wasn't expecting whatever, you know, niggas, whatever you expected, you know, it wasn't that. It was,
What do you mean by that? Elaborate.
I think that he was expecting, I don't know what the fuck he was expecting. Because when he saw me, he kind of was like, oh, damn, fuck, I can't take you up in here. I don't have no money.
Well, did he think that if he didn't have no money, whether you looked like you looked or not, the money was going up here? He was uglier or something?
I don't know what he expected.
He thought he was going to buy you more than one drink.
I think when he saw me, then he saw me pull up. Because I think bitches ghost niggas or whatever. But when they saw me pull up, he was like,
yeah, they do that. They do that. Because I went on a date with a dude one time. And he was like, I was like, so what made you like interested in me? He was like, because you showed up. I was like, so bitches be out here making plans and just don't fall through when they say they... not the type of person who does shit like that to anybody because I don't want anybody wasting my time and if I show up somewhere and your ass ain't here it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, you know that shit that was about 2-3 years ago whatever but I still remember that shit because why the fuck you had me drive to Stockbridge? Dude, if you ever see this, I need
did you go by yourself a drink in the
bar? I went by myself too because you know my kids was in school so I was like yeah I'm gonna go afternoon let me get a drink. Why you do that? If you ever see this,
did you go have a drink?
Did you do that?
Oh, okay. By yourself? You never got clarification.
I never got clarification.
Oh, okay, so if you're listening, my guy, we want to know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Why the fuck did you do that, goofy ass shit?
Well, yeah.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
Yeah. Because I'm still like, all that gas, bitch. Like,
And that's the thing that's frustrating with dating as a woman.
Yeah.
Because we are very emotional. Now, these bitches out here just. hopping on penises every night, different nigga. I'm not built like that. So it's like, for me, there is an emotional aspect of it. Yeah. And it's hurtful when, like, niggas, like, you put on your game face and you bring your A game and then you just fall off. Or you just don't give anything back. It's like, damn, what the fuck?
Speaking of that, I had a really, really cool friend. Really, really, really cool friend. Dope nigga. You know, fashion designer, dope nigga. You know, definitely trying to get to know him. Definitely took it to the next level. And the nigga, he changed up so quick.
Yeah.
He changed up so quick, but now he's possessive. You know what I'm saying? It's no longer you this dope, cool, chill ass, but now you done got where we need to be.
That's how they really is. It's a game.
Why is that a thing?
It's not a thing. It's not a thing, but people do it. Just like, I mean,
but why go through all that trouble? My thing be, why go through all the trouble?
I'm talking about put on the best game face.
Yeah,
let me tell you
I'm talking about long, extensive conversation.
Let me tell you something. I went out with this dude. Mm-mm. He hit me up one Sunday. He was like, let's go have a picnic.
Oh.
And I was like,
how sweet.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I'll bring the blankets and the basket that pop open on one side and the other. We'll pull a sandwich out.
Man.
And he asked me what food I like to eat. He ordered the food. All I had to do was show up. He shows up. He got wine. He got food. Oh, he got a blanket. Whoa. This white fluffy ass blanket. We sitting in the park.
We finna freak right there.
Nigga, we might fuck out here, nigga. Fucking with the wrong one today.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Then after that, I was like, oh, I want something sweet. We get in the car, go to fucking Kill Winds at Atlantic Station. He buy me ice cream. He's sitting on a bench.
This nigga putting on for the city.
Fucking eating ice cream. You want to go have a drink? Sure. We go to a bar, have a whole drink.
God damn, wake me up.
Pinch nigga.
Pinch me. Now.
I ain't never been to the drive-in. You want to go? Let's go. I was like, okay.
Here it comes. Drive-in.
It gets a little better. No. So what happens is, he's like, well, I work for a hotel company, one of the major chains, so he get rooms for cheap. He was like, let's get a room, wait for the drive-in. I was like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. We get the room. You know, I'm old. So by the time it's time to go to the drive-in, I'm tired. I don't even want to go to the drive-in.
I'm old.
I don't even want to go no more. I'm tired. Let's just go to sleep.
Bitch, better get
so we have a nice evening. We did not have intercourse, but we had a nice evening. He left. He's very sweet. We're talking every day. I had such a great time.
And y'all didn't have sex?
No. Oh, I mean, what's the problem?
No, guess what?
No. Hold on.
Note it.
But hold on. So the thing about it is, that happens. We're talking. We see each other a couple more times. And eventually, we do meet up again, and we do consummate the relationship.
Consummate.
Okay, that's a nice way of
saying it. Yeah. So, yeah.
That doesn't sound like what it is, but it is what it is.
Right. So, and then the experience was pleasurable.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, cool, great. We make plans. We check out the hotel. We make plans to meet up later. AWOL. I'm texting, calling, nothing. Days go by. Nothing.
Ooh, that nigga cold, boy.
Then I get a text message talking about, I know you think that I've ghosted you, but you know the timing just isn't right, yada, yada, yada. I never responded.
Yeah, so he in a relationship.
And then, so then I went to his Instagram because I found out what his Instagram was by doing a little research.
Oh, we gonna research, baby.
No, we never went to the drive-in, Josh. We never went to the drive-in. But I did some internet research. Then I see he done posted a picture of a hotel room where he done put flowers and shit all on the floor, and it's a purse in the background.
Oh, then when your flowers from
you. Then wasn't my flowers, and that wasn't my goddamn purse. Oh, man. So I'm like, you don't have time in this.
Nigga, if you listening, we just want you to know you ain't shit.
You ain't shit. Because you could have went about that. But why go through all of that other shit? The point is, why go through all of that to wine and dine me? And matter of fact, when we stayed the first night together, when we were supposed to go to the drive-in, we went to Target because I wasn't planning on spending the night nowhere to get some stuff for the stay. He bought that shit too.
Yeah, you was his thing.
He funny as fuck.
Until he got, well, I ain't saying you.
No,
you
he funny as fuck. Yeah. That's some fuck nigga.
Nigga, why do all of that?
Let me tell you.
Y'all went together for those, how long? I mean,
baby.
That was the first day all of that shit happened
He was his girlfriend that day.
No, honey. Let me tell you. I was dating this guy. I was like.
This is my bitch today.
Today?
You know what I'm saying? Girl, what you want?
But why spend all that money, all that time, all that effort?
Because niggas like wasting bitches' time. They love that shit. And I'm not saying all niggas because I have run into some great black men.
Well, what
because I don't date outside my race. But niggas ain't, you know, they love wasting time. When I was about 22, I was dating this guy. He was like, he said he was 26, but I found out he was 36.
Why do that?
Funny as fuck. He funny as fuck nigga. And I know you're going to be watching this shit. So I'm finna blast your ass.
Ass nigga. You the third fuck nigga of the day we done heard about.
Man. 22. I was 22. Meet this guy at the show. For Atlanta people, that's the movie.
I was going to say, translation, right? The movies.
So meet him at the show in Chicago. He on a date with a broad.
Okay.
Right? But I can tell that there is something. Now I walk in and his attention turns to me and I'm looking at him like, damn, he got a bitch with him. But they both look in distress.
At the movies.
At the theater, we there. They looking like they do not want to be there.
Oh my God. Then
so she gets her popcorn, the girl, and she goes into the movie. When she goes into the movie, he proceeds to talk to me. We exchanged numbers. We talked. He missed his whole movie. I was done with my movie. He missed the whole movie. We was outside talking. He was like, man, this is a first date that's going terribly wrong. I've been trying to get rid of this girl since lunch, but she insisted that we go to the movies. So we are here at the show, and this is why I'm talking to you. I don't want you to think that I'm a fuck nigga.
Okay. Which you are, because you
and I didn't. And I'm looking at him, and he's fine as fuck. He from South Carolina, because I love him.
It's country boys.
Country
ass so niggas.
He from South Carolina, got bow legs and shit, talking shit to me, and I'm 22. You know, I already know.
And he's 36.
Damn, he's 26.
26.
So, allegedly.
Girl, allegedly.
4 years old, and you, girl.
We got... Look, and I'm naive, like, oh, he's 26.
He's so mature.
He's so mature for 26.
Got his shit together.
He has salt and pepper in his beard already. He's wise.
Okay. Young, stretched out. He's
dumb as hell. I was so silly.
A lot of responsibility. Go ahead.
I was so silly. So, you know, we end up, he was like, I'm going to drive to South Carolina. But when I get back in the weekend, I'm going to pick you up. We're going to go shopping. I say, okay. He do just that.
Mm-hmm.
He drives back to Chicago, picks me up. We go shopping. We go eat. We go.
It's a long ass drive. He couldn't get on the flight.
I don't know what. I think he was transporting coke or some shit.
Now he's a drug.
I think because the nigga was wilding, bro. He had like a double life. So we literally, like, we get into this romantic situation. He's met my parents. He's talking to my mama about reconstructing her house. He doing all of this shit. Like, he didn't got in. I didn't moved in with the nigga.
Okay. How long was this?
We was talking for, like, 8 months.
Okay.
We go through this whole thing. It's like a winding down situation.
But he still lives in South Carolina.
He lives in Chicago. He worked in Chicago. He was from South Carolina.
He's from South Carolina.
So
okay.
He was telling me that he used to have a wife. He's divorced. And because his wife left him. She left him and went back to North Carolina. So I'm like, oh, you know how we get into that nurturing. Why would she leave you? You got this little baby. His little baby was like 3, Alan.
Aww.
And I fell in love with the kid and everything.
Of course,
I'm living with
as
this
we
nigga.
Do.
We talking about getting pregnant and everything.
Babies and dogs. We get sucked in by babies and dogs.
Niggas. And dog ass niggas. So he's loving on me. We are having a good day. The day my life changed with him was drastic. We get up like we always do. He go to work. I'm getting the baby ready for daycare so that damn, I can bitch, go back to... Bitch, we got a system.
Mama?
We got a system. Getting the baby ready, the keys jingle. I'm thinking he didn't came back in the house. It's a bitch with a key.
Wow.
Hey, I didn't know you was coming.
Didn't know you were able to enter my house.
Mind you, I'm living with this nigga. Like, I'm living with him. I'm not even going home at this point.
Okay, so what happened?
She already know what's up.
She walk in and the baby say, Mommy.
Wow.
Man, I could have died.
Yeah.
I could have fucking died.
What did she say?
She was like, what's your name?
Oh.
She already know.
Brittany. Yeah, I said Brittany. And she was like, oh, you the one my baby keep telling me about. So the little boy.
Wow. Been talking about you.
Has been already talking about me. Now, mind you, when I moved in, I had the feeling that a woman was there. Because I went in the closet and it was like these plus size clothes. But
what nigga have plus size clothes?
Let me tell you. No. Let me tell you. He said his sister had got put at the crib.
Bertha.
And mind you, his wife was definitely this size. Yeah. But and no shade, you know, no shade to that. But yeah, I was a little girl. I was small. So it was all these big ass clothes in here.
Woman to woman.
So he tells me that his sister got put out and he needed the closet. Yeah. She needed the closet. So I fall for the shit. Mm. But I'm living here. Right? The bitch come in and she was like, oh, you the baby, you know, you who my baby talking about. She was like, how old are you? I said, 22. She was like, yeah, he got me when I was 22 too.
Wow.
Bitch,
Woman to woman.
What?
If you ever.
I was in love.
Sing it, sir.
She broke it down right there to you.
Right there. Do you know I cried to this hoe? She drove me all the way home.
What?
The nigga never called me again. Now let me tell you, he never called me again. Let me tell you, I saw the nigga coming on 95th over there. No, what's that? 79th by the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't know.
No. Yeah,
in Chicago, 79th by the mall.
For podcast purpose, I know. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we gonna have to go because we want to do some shit in Chicago. So
yeah, definitely.
That's on the list of things to do. So you and Josh get ready to go to the Windy City.
Speaking of Chicago, I got a Chicago story for y'all. After you finish.
The nigga had got hit by a bus or something, bitch, and he was going to the hospital. And this nigga is limping. He see me. I don't know how he saw me from across the street. Brittany.
Yeah, nigga.
At this time, his age is showing because I'm married by this time.
Okay.
His age is showing. He got all his gray. He looking real old man-ish.
Brittany.
I said, what happened to you? He said, I got hit by a bus. I said, that's karma for your ass.
Mm.
Brittany, that's you.
It's always, it's like they be saying, what's your high school crush look like now? A mess?
A fool. Well, no, not mine. He's very successful.
Well, one of them doesn't. But one of them, I'm like, thank you, Jesus, because that is not how I pictured you aging, honey.
Mm-mm-mm.
I had a guy who I was in love with when I was like 13 years old. He grew up to be almost like, I think he's a crackhead right now.
Possibly.
He was fine as hell, too.
Did y'all date older men when y'all was there?
Oh,
I did.
What? Since you was from Chicago?
Yeah.
It was a thing, right?
That's what we do.
It was a thing.
When I was 14, my boyfriend was 19. Well, I was 15. It was a thing.
Not for me. I've always kind of gravitated. Well, I won't say younger men have always gravitated to me, and that still holds true to this day.
Yeah.
But that's because you like them little booty boys.
Excuse
she
me?
Like them little booty boys.
I'm sorry.
From Chicago. This is Chicago.
Whatever.
Yeah, but, I mean, but that's the culture. Like, if you don't have...
First of all, my mother wouldn't allow it. Now, mind you, a little bit of backstory. Like, I was very innocent growing up. Like, I lost my virginity on my wedding night.
Okay.
So I was not out here in these streets. My mother was protective. I was very active in church. I was afraid of my mother, so I didn't do too much out the way fuck shit. Because I was afraid that I would die if I did. So with that being said, no, I didn't.
Told me I was gonna get pregnant. I ain't want no kids.
Did older men approach me? Sure, because you know I've always had some titties and you know what I'm saying, and had a little cute little face or whatever. So it's like, yeah, older men would like approach me, like in school, like when I was a freshman, like juniors and seniors.
See, most of the girls in our grade, they dated boys that was in, like, we go back to 13.
Yeah.
Boys in high
most
school.
Of my friends was like that.
And then when they got to high school, these niggas went in school.
My old ass boyfriend, let me tell you, my first
and the
boyfriend.
Parents, I mean, and I'm saying, like, it wasn't, because the parents or the parent, whatever, it wasn't frowned upon, it was accepted.
Yeah, definitely.
And see, my mother was never accepting. Like, my mother would embarrass me when a boy would just call my house. And I'm one of them ones where, like, you ain't really doing shit. Like, I didn't really start dating till I was, like, 17, 18. And that was really, like, because I kind of slid it in there. But when I was younger and boys would try to call my house, my mother would embarrass me so bad that she would scare the boys away. Like, so bad. So I'm about to tell my age. So, like, back then, when I was a teenager growing up, we had house phones. So when you pick up the phone and somebody on the phone, you can say something in the midst of their conversation.
Yeah.
And like, I would be in the kitchen on the phone and my mama would be in her room. Get off the goddamn phone. What you doing? Send up. Okay, I gotta go. Tell your little boyfriend you got to go. And I would be like, okay.
My mama might just pop the phone open and then you had to click over. Like you said, if you could click over, that means somebody on the line.
Yeah.
Somebody on the line.
Yeah.
So mom do might just pick up and listen to what the hell you talking about.
Yeah. See, so I'm a late bloomer, which is probably why I entered into my exploratory phase at an older age than most girls. Most girls sow their wild oats when they're young, whatever. But I kind of did it backwards because when I was young, I was married when I was 22. So it was like when I should have been out here, you know, living my best life, I was somebody's wife. So then that phase came later.
Yeah, when I was younger, I feel like, especially in Chicago, it's definitely accepted to date an older guy because
that's
some
R. Kelly shit.
You always wanna, you know, be with the big dog. Like I was one of them girls who like the big dog always liked me, you know. So I'm just, you know.
Yeah, that was not my experience.
But when I was 14, 15, my boyfriend was 19.
Mm-mm,
and he was a very good boyfriend. Like he, you know, my parents really didn't have to do shit for me from 14 to 18. Nice. And beyond, really. They really didn't have to do anything for me. Because he kind of set it up that way. Mm-hmm. Now, the down thing of being with an older boy at a young age, for me was I felt like I was grown and I was being put in positions for grown people, you know, and I was still a minor. I still didn't have all of my, you know, cognitive development.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't all the way there to even engage with a boy of that mindset and that, you know, those type of expectations, but I end up handling it. You know, we end up being together.
Yeah, I mean, to the best of your ability at that time.
Right,
sure
to the best of my
ability. In retrospect, if you were to look back on how that situation played out, it'd be like, damn, that was fucked up.
Like, bitch, you
could have
did way much better. Yeah. But
so
you
what's your Chicago experience? I'm interested because I find a lot of men and they like are intrigued by the fact that I'm from Chicago.
Oh yeah. Well, Chicago ish. How about this? The suburb.
I mean, I'm Chicago.
What is called? Joliet.
Yeah. Okay, oh, that's Joliet. Out. Yeah. That's,
my man stay in Joliet.
Okay.
And this is how long ago? This is probably like after the pandemic, kind of.
This was recently.
This was when stuff started opening back up. People was flying like. So I guess people still had time on their hand. So I met this girl on Tinder. She was a social worker.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Chopped it up, cool as fuck. She came and met me while I was up there. We went and got something to eat or whatever. So
did you like her?
I liked her.
Okay. Was her profile you were expecting when you met her?
Yeah, she was cool as fuck.
Okay.
She was cool than a motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I guess she
like
was.
Like, we are.
She was from the hood, but she was working, I guess, you know what I'm saying, on the outside. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So she, that's kind of my vibe. So, anyway, we go out to eat. Cool, we chop it up some more. And I'm leaving tomorrow. Hey, you know, don't leave. Stay another day.
Okay.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Cool. So she was like, but I got to be up front with you.
Oh Lord, here comes.
Well, you know what I'm saying? She was like, I got herpes.
Oh.
And she was like, I got it from my boyfriend when I was XYZ. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Some shit right there.
So she said, you know, she explained how it worked. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she was just like, she wanted to, before we went, because it was like, shit, and you come hit it.
Right,
but let me tell you, that's very big of her. I applaud her for being honest. A thousand percent respect.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And, but even if not that 1,000% respect, I still, like, no. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and that's the thing. Give me the choice to say no, and that be the biggest thing. Let me make the decision.
You know, I had a guy, we had become intimate, and, you know, he was like, would you... Lord have mercy.
Mitch, if you don't say this shit.
Like, would you, you know, ever deal with somebody, you know, who has herpes? You know, and I was like, not knowingly, you know.
Right.
And he was very offended.
You can't be offended at that shit.
Even though we strapped up, like, it wasn't no... We ain't even, if I could wear a plastic thing on me, I would do that. But, you know, for him to say that, he never clarified if he had it or anything.
Yeah. Well, he
was, but he was offended
and
felt like I was ignorant.
And, well, he ready to get rid of the rubber already. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, because you know y'all don't like
that. Like, that herpes shit, like, I'm not judging you for your situation, because a lot of people get that shit and don't. You know, they get that shit because they've been with somebody so long and that person did that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
give me the option to
give
decide.
Me the option to choose. Like, and don't be insinuating shit when you talking about no damn shit like
right,
that.
Right. Yeah,
so have you talked to the girl since?
Yeah, I have.
You think she cool still?
Yeah, I think she definitely cool. Like, she definitely cool. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Did you end up staying or you?
No.
And I'm sure that them sexual feelings have definitely changed.
No. Yeah, I definitely like, you know what I'm saying? Well, once she told me that, it was just like,
that's not what I want for my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people that's like, okay, as long as we take our precautions and you don't have no outbreak and you're not doing that.
Right.
But what I want people to understand is, while we're not judging you, we have a choice to not be with you.
Yeah. And then basically,
and I don't want you to think that I don't like you as a person.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think that I'm judging your situation. But for my life, I don't want to engage that way. You know what I'm saying? Because I would be
not for free.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Not knowingly. Like,
right,
you know what I'm
like not knowingly.
Like, let me take
like,
my
I'm not gonna get that shit up knowing that way.
Negligence. Not because
no.
I'm like, hey, your girl, give me that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
This
like,
has been a very interesting topic of conversation. It has gone to places that I did not envision it going to. But this is why we have to continue on this conversation until the next time, because there's so much involved in dating.
Well, dating is a vast
It's
subject.
Very complex. It's complicated.
Yeah,
it's very complicated. So it's like all of these things and all these new things coming out. Like, there's just so many things. Couples hitting me up. Like, all these other facets of dating. Like, this may go on. I know we said two parts, but it might be a series. Because there's so many topics that we just have yet to cover, and it's so juicy and spicy and goes to places where no man has gone before.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, never mind. Okay.
See, she about to get into some shit.
No, I ain't. No,
but
I
we
ain't.
Will continue this conversation
has been so
on.
Fun. Blue, thank you.
Blue,
for
you
were
awesome.
Here.
We might actually have you back on.
Yeah, we definitely gonna have him back on because he has.
If Brittany
a great
let you talk. She liked to talk. She liked to talk.
I said enough.
You know, it's
was
okay.
I over talking
you a little bit. A little bit. She ain't gonna let you talk.
Y'all trying to gang up on me.
Saying,
am I over talking?
We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later. We like to hash out our issues on camera. This is how we grow. This is what's gonna set us apart from other podcasts. Yeah. Like, usually the camera go off like, bitch, you did, baby. No, I'm gonna say it right now.
Well,
I'm gonna say it now.
Do y'all think I over talked Blue today?
A little bit. You did. You see when you watch it back, but that's okay.
I feel like I said what I had to say.
Okay. We know how to navigate the woman thing. Like, as a grown man in this day and age, you gotta, like, just figure it out. Okay,
well,
goddamn. Especially being between two very strong-willed, talkative, opinionated women such as ourselves. So we thank you for enduring this hour with us. We will definitely have you back. Josh, you going to be on next time to get a married man perspective? It's a family affair up in here. Tambor Sound. Shout out to Tambor Sound Solutions. DJ Blue and Josh. Make sure you hit them up for all your sound and video recording needs. Make sure you follow us on social media.
Definitely.
No Bra Required on Instagram.
Yes.
No Bra Podcast on Facebook. Yeah, we got some content. We working on some stuff. We on YouTube, No Bra Required. I'll make sure I verify that. Yes, yeah. we'll put all the links below so that you can make sure that you follow us individually and collectively. DJ Blue's information.
Don't forget to go to Sweet's Factory on IG and order y'all bottles.
We'll put the link below.
I'm definitely having some bottle specials coming up. Y'all want to get hit? Y'all want to hit me?
Yeah. So, as always, thank you so much for joining us. The glass is always half empty or half full. It's up to you to decide which one. And be kind with your words. You never know, they could push someone over the edge or pull them off the ledge. Take care. Until next time.
All right, y'all.